Hi, this is the dictation for patient Rochel Martin, R-O-C-H-E-A-L-M-A-R-T-I-N. Rochel Martin, date of service is 7/25/2024. Date of accident is July 3, 2021. Date of service 7/25/2024. Date of birth is 2/11/1963. The patient has a chief complaint of pain, severe pain in the neck and the lower back. Neck pain is 8, lower back pain is 7, pain in the right shoulder 7, shooting pain from neck down to the right arm posteriorly involving first, second, third, fourth and fifth finger constantly, as numbness and tingling. Lower back pain is radiating to the right leg laterally all the way to the ankle, but not involving foot and the toes. All of these pains are associated with weakness of the right arm. And the pain has been constant, associated with mild headaches, loss of balance, forgetfulness. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on July 3rd, 2021. He was referred by her lawyer to have an evaluation. Patient doesn't want any surgery at this time. She has already underwent 5 epidural injections for cervical and 5 epidural injections for the lower back with equivocal relief with Dr. Osman, who is the neurosurgeon. He also has seen Dr. Haki for right shoulder pain and has had MRIs already. Regarding her automobile accident, patient reports that around 12 a.m. on 7/3/2021, he was traveling as a driver of a 2011 Lacrosse Buick and was collided to a van. She was sitting at the stop sign at grocery store area in her residential area. Another car jumped the car and hit her head on, and this impact caused her severe headaches in the beginning, pain in the neck and the lower back and right shoulder, with shooting pain, radiation and everything. However, there was no direct impact to the head or the neck, no direct impact to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. And the patient was seen at by Dr. Osman and did not go to the emergency room, and he has had physical therapy since 2021. The reports of chronic suffering pain. During the accident, patient was not wearing seatbelt and airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene and ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken to the hospital or ambulance, was not taken. Based on presenting illness, patient is suffering from mild headaches that are located to the front and the back of the head, and they are infrequent, off and on, not sensitive to the light or noise, and no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or seizures are reported. In the symptoms of TBI, patient reports of mild loss of balance and forgetfulness, but denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, denies any memory loss or ringing in the ear, denies any vision problem, blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field, denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem, or any incontinence. Further denies any saddle and anesthesia, and any sleep disturbance or anxiety, depression, panic. Regarding the pain, patient reports the pains are located to the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7 and 8, and the right shoulder to the tune of 7. Patient has a difficult lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion on active motion. These pains are described as shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, aching, and tender. And the pain is varying from 7 to 8, 9 on intensity on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 8. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, sitting, even lying down. improved by medications. The patient has had numbness and tingling of the right arm involving all the five fingers, and also shooting pain from lower back to the right lateral part of the leg up to the ankle and foot. He has had various x-rays, MRI, CT scans. Regarding past treatment, the patient has seen a neurosurgeon, Dr. Osman, who provided epidural injections 3 to the neck and 3 to the lower back. With the equivocal relief, Dr. Haki has done a review of her shoulder treatment. He has had extensive physical therapy since the time of accident. Massage. Still, she has not recovered. Please review the records for the system review as well as for surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship, employment, and legal history, disability history, as well as personal history and ADLs. Physical examination, blood pressure of 175 over 106, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 100, height is 5 feet 6 inches, weight is 165. 61-year-old African-American female, a good blood nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, pulmonary colonicia. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Patient hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological exam, musculoskeletal examination, they're all normal. Musculoskeletal inspection palpations from the template. No spine tenderness is noticed except for SI joint bilaterally, which are tender. Rest of the muscle spasm, paravertebral muscle spasm doesn't exist, no tenderness or hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal as follows. Forward flexion 50, extension 50, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign positive, Lerman test positive, and extraction test negative. Protocol test is negative. The Roos test, lump test is negative in thoracic spine. Lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breguer test is negative. Camp test is negative. Levinsky sign negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint are tender with positive Ganslund test and Faber test. However, the dissection test, leg compression, standing flexion test are all negative. Extremities, please use the template, except for the right shoulder. Here is the exam. Under on inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or contusion or any swelling noticed. On palpation, there are no crepitus or any grinding noise, and the range of motion is normal, no tenderness. The passive range of motion is normal. The active motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction. He has had no surgery. Special test for rotator cuff were done, and they're found positive for Hawking-Kennedy test and speed test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test. The patient has a motor power of 4x5, and distally, the tenderness and lymphatic sign are negative. The wrist examination is completely normal. Please use the template for that. Thank you. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXD in general, CNS R51, right shoulder M25.511, M75.30, M75.50, M75.110. cervical spine, M54.2/50.2054.12S13.4XXA. The lumbar spine, M54.5/51.275/4.16S33.5XXA. SI spine, sacroiliac joint, M46.1 and M54.7. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from as follows. Please follow the template. For physical therapy, there is an order for 3 times per week to continue for the neck and the lower back and right shoulder, along with both SI joints, with tracking massage and other ancillary support. Regarding the work, patient is continuously disabled, housework replacement and transportation. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day, with food allowable is provided, 50 mg at night for GHD disorder, tramadol is provided, 50 mg 2 times a day PRN for 14 tablets for pain relief. Maps and labs have been reviewed. The MRIs are also reviewed, they are available. And there is a herniated disc at C34, C45, C56, C67, C7, T1 with a variety of neuroforamina blockage. Stenosis and nerve root compression. In the lumbar spine, the patient has disc issues from L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, S1 with facet hypertrophy, ligament of flavum thickening, bilateral spinal canal stenosis and bilateral neuroforamen injury, with possible impingement of L4 nerve root, L5 nerve root, and S1 nerve roots. These MRIs were done on 10-8-2021. No other new MRIs are available. There is no MRI for the shoulder I have been given. So far, patient doesn't want any surgery and has declined. Non-pharmacological modality, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. MRI, I just reviewed. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neurosurgery, none. Attended care and case worker, none. But past medical records have been ordered released from Dr. Usma. Investigations, none are being ordered. DME is not. Education is okay. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.